Hi, this is Teresa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show.
Put your hands together.
Put your hands in the air.
Come on and give all the praise.
Put your hands in the air.
Come on and praise. For John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise. Hallelujah.
Praise, praise the Most High God. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Serve It Up Now. I am your girl, Teresa, on this Friday morning. I tell you guys, it is truly a blessing to be alive, to go ahead and give God some praise. Give him the praises that he deserves. How about y'all go ahead and put those hands up this morning? Come on, somebody. Because the Most High God has given us a second chance. As you've heard, my music is called Second Chance. That's right. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Come on, somebody. I don't know about y'all, but I'm praising God this morning. My God, he woke me up in my right mind. I can see, I can hear, I can talk, I can walk. Come on, somebody. I can even do a holy dance. What you say? Glory be to God. So happy, guys, that you have tuned in with me on this beautiful morning. It is 6 a.m. in the morning, okay, in the morning. Come on, y'all don't want me to start singing. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Well, guys, I tell you, let's go ahead and check the forecast for today. Now, it is saying that this morning it is already 76 degrees. And it's going to get up to around about 96 degrees, okay? So, guys, if you guys are out there, just know it's going to be mostly sunny today, you know. But, hey, go ahead and take some water because the water is good for the body. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good day today. Actually, I don't have to be out and about today. You know, I'm going to be in my office all day working. That's right. I got to work. They that don't work don't eat. Come on, somebody. Got to pay some bills. It's always a blessing to be able to pay your bills, honey. And go from robbing Peter to pay Paul to having enough. Come on, somebody. I love that right there. You know, Daddy has been good to me over the years. Daddy has been real good to me, guys. I meant he have been so good to me that I can't tell everything. Come on, somebody. Because if I sit you down and tell you how good he's been to me, honey, you'll be with me for a minute. Okay? And I ain't talking about for 30 hours. I'm talking about for a some years, okay? Even, you know, writing the books that I've written, I didn't tell everything. Come on, somebody. Because I tell you, Daddy has been good to me when I found myself in situations that almost took my life, almost caused me to lose my mind. But I tell you what, depending on God, trusting in God, relying on God, taking his word as final authority is what caused me to be where I am today. So I want to give God thanks this morning. I want to give him praise. I worship my daddy. Come on, somebody. Because nobody can do me like daddy. What you say? Glory be to God. I love that right there. So with that said, guys, I just want to just, oh my goodness, I'm leaping. I'm at my spirit man just a leaping. You know, I'm about to wreck my own office this morning. What you say? Glory be to God. I'm just so excited today in what Daddy is doing in my life. And so, guys, I just want to come and love on you today. If you would like to call in, you can do so by dialing area code 563-999-3467. You're welcome to call in, listen to the show live via your cell phone, or you can just say, good morning, Teresa. I've been hearing your podcast, and I love what God is using you to release to us. Come on, somebody. Also, guys, you can leave your comment below, or you can keep it locked and just continue to listen to this show via your internet.
Well, you know, I tell you, I'm just, you know, I just woke up this morning just praising the Most High God, thanking him for supplying all of my needs according to his riches and glory, and just wanting to come on this morning and love on you just for a few seconds just to say how you doing, you know, how you doing, what you got planned for this weekend. Well, you know, I have some studying to do this weekend. I have some things, you know, that I'm working on, some projects that I'm working on. Hopefully I can get them finished, you know. Sometimes, you know, distractions will come to try to hinder or stop the move of God in my life. But, you know, I learned how to just calm down and wait on the Most High God, pray and meditate and fast and read his word. You know, I learned how to apply the wisdom of God to my life before I set my hands to do anything. And that's very vital in this time and in the days that we live, is that we hear God clearly and that we don't move before our season or before our time. And so I've learned how to just stand on the word of God and take God's word as final authority in my life. And that's very important, beloved, you know, because sometimes we're in a rush to obtain things that God didn't even give us permission to partake of. And so that's why it's so vital to make sure that you do not abort your destiny, or you do not rush before God, but you wait on the timing of God. And his timing is very vital in anything that we do. When a woman is pregnant and she's getting ready to have that baby, she will never have that baby before it's time. Now understand, even though some people have 7-month baby, I was a 7-month baby, and that was my time to be born, see. And so a woman give birth to a baby, just know that it is God's timing. Amen. A lot of times the doctor will tell the woman, you're going to have this baby in 9 months. Sometimes the 9 months doesn't come. They have it in 8 or 7 months. Okay. Why? Because it's God's timing. Okay. Man sets the time, but we need to follow the timing of God. Amen. And so that's what I love about God. I love the fact that how he mold and shape us and create us and push us to this world for our destiny and for his purpose and plan for our life. And that's one thing I love to do. I love to get in the word of God and know what the word of God is saying for my life and apply his word to my life. And if you apply his word to your life, you will never, you know what I'm saying, walk out of the will of God. Okay, and there were many times I messed up. You know, I walked out of the will of God, and I received, he chastened me, in other words. He chastised me, okay? He allowed me to see me. And that's one thing I love about the Most High God. I love the fact that I get in the mirror or I sit in my prayer closet and I meditate on his word, and I begin to say, God, show me me, you know? Show me what I done wrong. What did I do to hurt you, Father God? You know, I ask these questions, you know, because it matters to me. Whatever I do, I want to make sure that he's pleased with. Amen. And so I have to ask the question, Lord, how did I hurt you? What did I do wrong? You know, I'm conversating with my daddy. Amen. Because he's just as real as to me as you are listening to this podcast. Amen. I go to the Father. I listen to him in the spirit realm. I pray, you know, and I don't always get everything right, okay? Let's just make that clear today. You're not going to do everything right. But when the Holy Ghost convicts you, you need to go back to the Father and repent, because he brought it to your attention that, hey, you done this wrong, or da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You go and you get that thing right with the Most High God. Amen? And that's what I love to do. I love to get in the presence of God. God, did I make a mistake? God, I'm sorry. I repent. It's good to repent. Amen? It's good to repent. Amen? I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like. You need to take charge of your life and look at you. Stop looking at other people and pointing fingers at other people. Amen. But know that in you there is no good thing. In the flesh, when you're walking by the flesh, baby, you messed up, okay? Because the Bible says there's no good thing in the flesh. And the flesh desire to do wrong things. The flesh desire bad appetites. Amen. The flesh desires lying and backbiting and gossiping and doing all kind of things that is not pleasing to the Father. Because the flesh wars against the spirit man. And you have to understand that, beloved, that the flesh and the spirit got a war going on. You know what I'm saying? But if you live by the flesh of the spirit, you will fulfill the plans and purpose of God. But if you live by the flesh, okay, you see what I'm saying? So, see, you got to understand the flesh lusts after wrong things. Amen. And we talked about what lust will do to you when it's finished with you. Okay? When it have grown on up to, you know what I'm saying, to an adult, I would say, it will kill you. And so that's why, beloved, you have to always, and I'm not saying live your life like a robot, you know what I'm saying? God, he doesn't control any of us. He gives us free will to do whatever we want to do. It's up to us. Amen? Amen? To please the Father. It's up to us to get up and read your word. It's up to us. You see what I'm saying? But if you're living by the Holy Spirit, he will lead and guide you in spirit and truth. You're going to long for the things of God and not the things of your flesh, because you're going to find yourself dying to yourself every day. And that's what you have to do, beloved. You have to die to self every day. Amen? And one thing I love about God, he will show you the way to go. He always does. Amen? He will always show you where you need to go. There may be questions you have within you right now. There may be prayers that you have prayed, and you're still waiting on God to give you the answer. Amen? But God will always show up and direct you into where you need to go. Amen? Amen. See? And so don't beat yourself up if you find yourself, you know, stuck. Just rise up, go before the Most High God, repent of anything, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal anything in your heart that you have not asked forgiveness for, and let the Holy Ghost work on you. Amen? And then you get into the position to go to work, because faith without works is dead. You know, you can have all the faith in the world, but if you ain't got no action behind it, it's not doing you any good. And so we have to learn how to get in the presence of the Most High God, allow God to be God in our life, and do what the Most High God wants us to do, beloved. That's what we have to do. Amen? And stop allowing our thinking to control our every move. You know, you can overthink yourself. You know, you can think yourself right out of a blessing. Okay? You're doing so much thinking. The Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. So if you're thinking negative, and one minute you're strong in your faith, next minute you're weak, next minute you're wavering, come on. A devil-minded man is unstable in all his ways, honey. That's what the word says. Okay? I love the word, y'all. Come on, somebody. Because if I live by the word, I'm going to be a blessed woman. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I'm going to be a blessed, prosperous woman. And my footsteps is going to be ordered by God. See, one thing you have to always remember, beloved, when you're waiting on God for something, thank God for it in advance. Get up and move into action. A lot of people, I've heard some people say, oh, I'm waiting on God to give me a job. But you didn't get up. You didn't go search for the job. You didn't apply yourself. You didn't prepare yourself. But yet you're waiting on God. Okay? I know God is God, and he can do whatever he want to do. okay? He can do whatever he want to do because he's God. But God required us to do something, too, about this situation. You just can't sit your hips down and tell about you waiting. Whose job did you go knocking on the door and filling out an application? Huh? I know a lot of miracles does happen now. You know, I do know miracles can happen because I've seen them happen. Okay? Since I've been in ministry, I've seen miracles happen in my life and the people that God allowed me to touch, lay hands on, pray for their healing, pray for their ears to be open. I've had people ears open under my ministry that God has given me. Okay, I've seen miracles. I was healed, laying my hands on myself, praying for me. God allowed me to be totally healed from cancer. So I know what miracles are, okay? Come on, somebody. But what I'm saying is, okay, and even God allowed me to lay hands on a couple of people who had demons in them that spoke back to me, okay? So I know. Okay, so what I'm saying is you still have to put yourself in action. You do. You got to get up and move. You can't sit back and tell me something. I'm waiting on God. Mm-hmm. God waiting on you. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Amen. Learn how to get up and move and allow God to be God. Amen. Do what's necessary for you to get where you need to be. Whatever you want in life. Don't sit back and just, oh, well, I'm waiting on God. You got to consider the ways of an ant. An ant moving. When you see them ants, they be moving. Huh? They be working. Amen? Come on. Come on, come on. Know truth when you hear it. Amen? And surround yourself around positive speaking people who can speak into your destiny and encourage you to go forth and be all that the Most High God wants you to be. Allow yourself to go forth, beloved. Don't just lay around and be around negative. Yeah, you right. Yeah, you ain't got no diploma. Yeah, you ain't going to get that job. Yeah, they ain't going to call you. Yeah, they ain't. That's all you hear. You got to get around some folk who know the word. You can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened you. Come on, somebody. Huh? You got to get around somebody who knows the word. And not only just know the word, you know, to look deep, but have a relationship with God. Huh? That's what I'm talking about. Have a show-enough relationship with God. Amen. You need somebody that got that show-enough know God for themselves. Huh? And done tried them and done saw him do many miracles in their life. Come on, somebody. I ain't talking about somebody who woke up overnight and don't know who they are and who he is. Come on. You need somebody who sure enough got a relationship with the Most High God. Amen? Amen. I know I'm talking good to somebody today. Amen? Glory be to God. It's Friday. I'm acting up. What you say? I love to act up when it comes to Daddy. What? What? I will pop off like the 4th of July when it come down to Daddy. What you say? Huh? Glory be to God. I love that right there. Glory be to God. Amen. I love Daddy. I love myself some Daddy. Amen. Amen. And you know, I've learned to, I'm going to be honest with you guys, you know, since you're listening. I don't have a lot of folk around me. You know why? Because I don't have time for negative speaking, gossiping, who doing what, who done what. And I'm a loner, okay? And when you're a prophetess or a prophet of God, you walk a lonely road. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Huh? You don't be around a lot of people and listening to gossiping and always on social media and seeing what everybody doing and looking at a lot of television because that's what it is, television. Huh? They're telling the lie, and they're telling other people visions. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have time for that to consume myself with a lot of junk and a lot of mess because I'm not a messy girl. And I do not tolerate folk ringing my doorbell and coming here with some gossip. because I don't gossip. Come on, come on, come on. That's the gossiping spirit. You got to kill that gossiping spirit. Amen. And I feel if you spend more time in God's word than you do gossiping and calling folk on telephone, going by their house, and, oh, girl, I was just in the neighborhood. Show you was. Now, what you want? What you bringing to me? What you want to talk about? Let's talk about Jesus. That's what I want to talk about. Come on, somebody. Huh? Let's talk about Jesus. Huh? Now, I can understand if somebody come to me and say, well, you know, Teresa, you know, I'm going through, and can you, you know, talk to me, or let's talk or whatever. We can do that. But don't come here telling me about somebody else, because I don't even want to hear it. Huh? I don't want to hear it. Amen? Even if someone don't like me for, I don't know why they wouldn't like me, but you know, you have folk that don't like you. They don't like the way you talk. They don't like the way you look. They don't like the makeup on your face. They don't like the wigs and weaves that you wear. They don't like your false nails. They don't like, girl, because you're a boss dresser. There's reason why folk don't like you. But it turns me on. I just want y'all to know, just in case you don't like me, you're turning me on right there. You're turning this girl on. God, I felt that right there. Glory be to God. You're turning me on. Amen? When you don't like me, what? Come on, baby, don't like me. That turns me on. Because now I get to go to daddy, and I get to ask daddy what he going to do about it. Come on. Because the Bible says that God said vengeance is his. He shall repay. So I ain't got to fight nothing. All I got to do is relax, cast my cares upon him, for he cares for me. And then I get a chance to see what daddy is going to do. Because daddy going to do something. You hear what I say? Glory be to God. Amen? Amen. I hope I'm helping somebody today. What you say? Amen? Glory be to God. So I just want to stop in and love on y'all today before this weekend begins. This weekend, y'all know I'm having a good time, right? I'm having a good time. Glory be to God. But yeah, you know, I get turned on. I know that just turns me on. So you might as well go ahead and love me, because you got to love me before you leave this earth, huh? You got to love me before you leave this earth. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Well, at any rate, I got to go because I have a meeting this morning for my business. You know, I took on a new contract, and I got to get into my meeting. But I want to come and just love on you just briefly to tell you guys to have a blessed weekend. Be safe out there. Make sure that you watch out for everybody because, guys, you have people out there, I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all have people out there who cannot drive. When I say they can't drive, they can't drive. When I went to get my CDL license, I had to learn safety, okay? And me holding CDL license in my purse, that means I pay close attention to details. I make sure that I'm driving for the people in front of me, behind me, on the side of me. I'm watching everything because I can't afford to get any points on my commercial license. Okay? I have to make sure because one day I'm not saying I need my commercial license, but I may have to, you know, and that's a way of eating because I'm going to keep those commercial licenses until I go to my grave. Amen. Amen. Okay. You know, that's a way of always keeping a job because you can drive school bus, you can drive trucks, you can go out and do whatever that requires commercial license. Everybody don't have commercial license. And so I keep them clean, honey. What? My whole life since I've been driving, I only had one ticket. One ticket in my life. And the reason why I don't believe I supposed to have got that ticket, y'all. Why? Because the car on the other side of me was speeding, right? And they were riding. And then I pull over because I saw the police turn their lights on. I pull over. And how about they come behind me? They didn't get the person that was doing all the speed. I was like, okay, I could afford the ticket, but I went ahead and paid it. I said, that's okay. And that's what I felt. I felt that they were wrong. It wasn't me. And I guess they couldn't get them, so they came behind me. Maybe I should have kept riding and let them get behind whoever they, you know. But I thought I was moving out the way so they can go get the fast driver. But, Teresa got the ticket. What you say? So, anywho, I got to go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's truly been a blessing to be here today. But please stay safe, okay? And we will, at the most high God say so, I'll be back here Monday morning at 6 a.m., okay? So, with that said, guys, I want you to remember now, if you don't remember anything else, get in the Word of God for yourself. Know Him for yourself. Develop that relationship you need with Him, okay? Okay? It's not religion. It's a relationship that God is looking for. He's not looking for legalism. You know, folk tell you got to do it this way, that way, that, so God can be pleased with you. The devil is a lie. You better rebuke that spirit, okay? And get a relationship with God. Until the next time, guys, stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, you go in peace now. Love you. Bye-bye.
Said in